Welcome to Angel Heart Radio, where we inspire you to remember your magnificence. Join the conversation on our live streams. Head on over to Angel Heart Radio on Facebook. And there's even more for you on angellight777.com.
To Angel Heart Radio. I'm Annette McCoy, and I'm always delighted to be here on a Thursday morning. With me today is Rosemary Butterworth. Before we get into our wonderful topic of the time is now, may I remind you that these shows should never replace your legal, medical, nor professional advice, nor your own sound judgment. Rosemary, the time
Hi, everybody.
Is now.
I think this is a beautiful topic because we don't experience the now very often, do we? You know, with our mind, which chats away to us all day about the past or about the future, we're not actually living. Right? We can only experience things in the moment. We can't experience yesterday because it's gone. And tomorrow's not here. But the mind chats away to us all day. I don't know about yours, Annette, but mine's always talking to me. Like I was thinking last night what I wanted to say today, what I'd like to enjoy sharing with the people, you know. And I think it was Mother Mary came in and said to me, "You're showering now, enjoy the water." I was oblivious to the water coming down. I was too busy in my head.
Right.
And so we don't realise to be present. There is an easy way to do this, and that's by connecting to our senses. We have five senses, right? We have listening, we have tasting, feeling, seeing, touching,
and
all
hearing.
We've got to do, and hearing. All we've got to do is connect to the senses and that chatter stops. So if I just try it for a second or two and I ask the people who are joining us just to feel your feet on the floor. Really feel them. And in that instant, the head stops talking to you. Or you, if you've got a cup, feel the cup. Yeah, and that feels good. But I was thinking last night in the shower when I should have been in the water. I'd like to tell the mums and dads to teach the children this. Teach the children how to be present, how to really enjoy the day. And, of course, if they're more present, their marks will go up, immediately in school. They have to because they hear what the teacher says and it goes in. They're not out the classroom, you know, with their mind. They're listening to the teacher. And as you know, I work as a counsellor, mainly in phone sessions, and I use the gift that I've been given, which is a psychic gift. Everybody has gifts, and mine is being psychic and able to see things, but mainly connect to energy. And one of the examples I can give you for that is a lady, one of my clients rang me, and she's in Melbourne actually, and she rang me, and just in the course of the conversation, she said to me, "You know, Rosemary, I've never told you this, but I have a fear of being happy." I said, "Wow. Really?" She said, "Yes, I'm terrified of being happy." So I said, "Well, why don't I look at this?" So I used this gift that I was given and I looked into her energy. And I saw the actual fear went into her body when she was six, all these years ago, because she's in her 50s now. So I was able to say to her, "What happened to you when you were six?" And she said to me, "Oh," she said, "my mother, I didn't understand it at the time, was manic. And she got, to me, she was just very happy. But they came and took her away and put her into a psychiatric hospital. And they treated her for a while and then she came home again. But every time she got happy, they took her away." So this woman had had that fear of being happy since she was six. So we were able to work on that and release that out of her body because it was energy, and we could do that. And there's a lot of things that children pick up or don't need to carry. And another lovely example about how I use my talents, particularly for children, was a lady, a client's partner, had forgotten to take his epileptic pill. And in the morning he was dead. And it was terrible for her. And I was counselling her for grief. And one day when I was counselling her, being psychic and means I'm a medium, her partner showed up in the room. So I said to her, "He's here." And she said, "What do you mean he's here?" I said, "Well, is this with me?" And she didn't believe me. And I said, "He's saying to tell you that he always said to you, 'I love you completely.'" And she said, "You can't know that." I said, "I know, I don't know that. He just told me that." Because that was what he said to her. So in that moment, she realised he was there. And he said to her, "I've come back to help you with your children in the school," because she taught third class.
Right.
And she wasn't happy, wasn't enjoying it. He said, "Oh, I can't stand it." She said, "The classroom's terrible, the children are noisy, you know, I'm all the time trying to quieten them." And he said to her, "Why don't you ask the children these questions? How was Mummy this morning? Was she happy or sad? What did you see on the way to school? What did you hear on the way to school?" And he said to her, "Put a different picture in the room. Move something around. You could even wear a funny hat." And ask the children, "Did they notice anything today?" And she said, "Oh, you want me to connect the children to their senses?" He said, "Yes." it will make them more aware. And so she did this. She thanked him. And what happened to her, because he used to come in regularly and give her little tips like this. And what happened to her? Yes. Hmm. But what happened to her children in the classroom by making them more aware? Their marks went up. Because they heard their lessons. They noticed things. They enjoyed the class more. So by the end of the year, the school had taken her out of that classroom and put her with gifted children. And they felt that she had the talents to teach gifted children. And then I believe another school said, I've heard about her and her work with the children. And they wanted her too. So I was thinking last night in my shower, if we could teach the children to be more aware, how much happier they'll be. You know, you could say to the littlies, what does your rabbit or your teddy bear feel like? What's his fur feel like? You know, have you felt a worm? Have you seen a worm wriggling? I think every child should be given a pot plant to grow something.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Making children more aware, bring them into the present moment.
Well, I totally agree with that. I think we need to bring everybody into the present moment. Because I agree with you, Rosemary. The head does tend to chatter. And, and how lovely to come back to our senses. And when you first mentioned it, I thought, oh, do I have to go through the five? But no, of course I don't. I simply choose one of them to tune into.
Yes. Or when I realised I was talking to you when I was in the shower, you know, I came back to enjoying the water. You know, and I felt it on my back, and it was so hot and lovely. And I always thank the angel of water at the end of my shower for the shower. Thank you, angel of water. But otherwise, I could have got out of that shower, got dried, and not experienced anything. I would have missed all that feeling of that lovely hot water on my back. Right. And I feel if we don't feel it, it can't do what it should do. We won't relax. I'd still be tense. Yes, I want to say this or talk, you know what I mean? And so we miss that relaxation and the body doesn't get it then. Because we have to be in the now, in the present moment, to receive what is there in that present moment, you know? To enjoy a cup of tea.
Yes.
To enjoy my green tea and honey.
Now, Belinda Brown has joined us. Thank you, Belinda. And I did omit to say to people who might be watching this anywhere but on the Angel Heart Radio Facebook page, if you go there, like Belinda, you can comment. And we love to see the comments. So let me just read out what Belinda's saying. My grandson has a wasp nest. Oh, my goodness. In his cubby house. He calls them naughty bugs and plays happily in his cubby, knowing he's sharing his space with them. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that is marvellous. Oh, that is so marvellous. Because if he does play happily, and he doesn't get angry or irritate them, they won't sting him.
Yes, that's right. See, he's not afraid. It's interesting, isn't it? Down here in Victoria, Rosemary, and our audience, we sadly had lots of floods that have affected people. However, it caused lots of spiders to come out down in Gippsland, and it reminded me of the phenomenon that I had the pleasure of seeing down in Tasmania at one stage, where all of these spiders come out and they web, that they spin all of these webs, and it's like a mist, but it's a mist of web, and it in the early morning, and then it disappears, or it did down in Tasmania. Phenomenal. And what a sight. The wonders of nature.
Oh, yes. The wonders of nature. And, you know, I mean, John has no fear of spiders, and we get huntsmen in the house sometimes. And, oh, what are you getting in the house for? You put a glass over it and very carefully put something underneath it and take it outside and release it, you know. And, yes. But when you look at them, they're very beautiful up close, you know. And I had a spider's web just out here on the deck, you know, and the sun was shining on it.
Gorgeous.
It's just beautiful. Yes, and the magnificence of the engineering of it, you know, it was just so clever. And I love seeing things like that when I'm not in my head, when I'm in the now.
See, the orb spider, they spin them overnight, and especially, yes, with dew drops on them or the sunlight. They are magnificent. And to think that they do it night after night is phenomenal.
Yes. Mm. I think in the now you can let go your anxiety because you find something else, like seeing a spider's web. Something else that fills you with joy. And you can realize, oh, I was caught up. And there's something else too that, oh, a girlfriend gave me 2 weeks ago. Because when I go to a supermarket, I pick up a lot of stuff, a lot of energy that's floating around. Because often the supermarket's in a mall and there's no fresh air. So the thought patterns just hang there. And I pick it up and I come out and I feel like Quasimodo's mother, you know, sort of feel heavy and burdened. And this girlfriend said to me, Rosemary, before you go to sleep every night, say this. I give back to the Creator all that is not mine, all that I have picked up, all that isn't for my highest good, I give back to the Creator now to be transmuted into love. And that's for the earth's healing too, because the earth doesn't want to be burdened with all our thoughts, right? So we give it back, all that we've picked up during the day that isn't mine, I give back. So we haven't got to carry it the next day. Because as we're becoming more sensitive, I feel, Annette, that we're becoming more empathetic, more like an empath, and we pick up things. I had a friend who picked up, She wasn't able to go to her friend's father's funeral, but she picked up how her friend was feeling, and she felt, she felt that she was ill. And she was telling me, and she said, I realised I was just feeling what my friend was feeling at the father's funeral. So when we say at night time, I give back to the Creator all that I've picked up that isn't mine. It releases us from emotions that we've picked up that aren't ours. Right? And often worries and things we pick up bound for our highest good. And we can release them.
Mm.
Get a good night's sleep then.
Lovely. But Linda wants you to know that you are helping her incredibly, and that you're helping others to quieten our minds. And Belinda has a little bit more to say about her grandson too, that she puts protection over him whilst he is in his cubby house. He loves it. And I love his relationship with the naughty bugs and flutter by, and flutter by, not fly. It's a dead blow fly. Can't rain on his parade. Isn't that gorgeous?
Oh. That is gorgeous. And just to know that and to share your story, Belinda, with us, brings joy to our heart and everyone's heart. So thank you so much. It's really lovely.
Absolutely. And aren't we so fortunate to be able to share with grandchildren, especially, you know, there's so much that we can teach them. And Rosemary, yes, going back to the senses, here's Belinda sharing this wonderful joy with her gorgeous grandson and his relationship with the insects and bugs. Fabulous.
I like the fact that she puts protection over him. We don't know really what powers we have, and it works when you put protection over, because you're putting love over him. That really works. And being up here in the country, a lady down the road has a farm and she lives on it by herself. Now, her partner's gone. And she said to me one day, "Oh, I lost all my chickens last night." And she said, "Wild dogs and foxes got into them." And I said, "I'm so sorry." She said, "But what about my geese? That they're next." And she was like this. And I said, no. I said, "Call upon St. Francis of Assisi. Call upon your angels and ask for protection. Put protection around the boundaries of your farm so the wild dogs can't come in." And the funny story, isn't it? She rang me up and she said, "Rosemary, I did what you said, but I didn't expect." I said, "What?" She said, "The geese were eating their dinner and they stopped eating the dinner while I called upon St. Francis of Assisi, and they all came to the gate and bowed their head. What was happening, Rosemary?" I said, "Well, I don't know about that. I think it's just a sign that it worked." But she hasn't lost another geese. She's got more chickens and she hasn't lost another chicken, hasn't had any trouble with foxes since.
Beautiful.
Protection.
Yes.
I feel the angels are just waiting for us to ask, don't you? Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. And I must admit, when I go into shopping centres, I do ask for protection. Because I couldn't work out for quite some time, Rosemary, why I didn't enjoy the larger shopping centres. And it's because there are just so many energies in there.
Now, do you know what? I'm so focused on, I've got a walker now, walking, that I haven't asked lately for protection. There you are. Thank you for reminding me, right? And I'm so focused on my new walker.
Aren't they fabulous, though? My mother just, yes, she can go like the wind with her walker.
That's right. I'm racing ahead of John, you know, into the shops, showing off how well I can walk. And I get a basket and put on the on the front of it, you know.
Yes,
on the
walker. Yeah.
And I'm off, down the aisle, up the aisle, down the aisle. So he took a video of me one day racing ahead of him, dancing. Oh, dear, but I haven't asked for protection. I will do that in future. So thank you for reminding me. Okay, that's good. We've just got to ask.
Absolutely. Yes.
We've got to pass. Sorry, I was just going to say, we've got to pass this on to the children. They've only got to ask their angels.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lovely reminder. Thank you. Yes. You know, if they're having, well, it doesn't matter. If we're having difficulty, that's the time. You know, if children feel that they might be picked on at school or they're worried about something at school, then, yes, call on their angels.
I think we all need to be reminded that we're loved all the time.
Yes.
Protected all the time. So we just call upon help. You know, they're just waiting to help us. And to know that children need to be told that they're loved. Because I have another client who has a boy who's 8, and he said, "I'm bad, I'm bad. Nobody loves me," you know? And he must be going through a hard time at school, so we're investigating that, but the mother is. But to tell him he's always loved, he has a guardian angel that loves him all the time, would help him, you know? And we all have that. Yes, we're always loved and protected. We're safe. That's right. Children like to be safe, don't they?
Indeed. And,
you know, to know that they are safe because they're protected. Yeah. It's very
and
good.
And we all like to feel safe. Sometimes, Rosemary, I sense we are unaware that we're fearful. And it's important that we let go of the fear because when there's love, there's no room for fear.
But see, this gets back to being in the now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't notice we're fearful. We don't notice that we're tense. And I say to my clients, where is that emotion in your body? Where is that fear? Because I might be looking at it, but I get them to look. And I might say it's in their solar plexus sort of thing. I might see it there. And I say, have a look and tell me. And they can feel it. And I say, then we'll work on releasing. But what is it? And, of course, sometimes I can see the words stuck there in the cells of the body.
Oh, wow.
And I did yesterday, and I said, she was a bit stressed, and I said, yeah, you met somebody, your supervisor, and you thought she was very mean. And those words were still in her stomach. She's mean to me. She's being very mean to me, you know. And so I was able to look at the supervisor's energy and I was able to tell her why she was being mean. She had a very bad morning. So she came to work after a very stressful time. And so she was still feeling uptight herself. And I said, but those words in your stomach are making you stressed. Let them go.
Yeah.
Let them go. Understand that she had something wrong. She wasn't picking on you, really. You know, but we don't realize that negative energy and thoughts in our own body will end up making us sick.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it. So when we're being in the now, we don't think like that. But the first thing, as I always say, is to notice. To notice if you're uptight. And then the other thing you can do is to breathe. So when you feel your feet on the floor, Belinda, I like to do this one, feel my feet on the floor if I've been in my head lost. Then I take a deep breath. Shut my eyes and breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in. Oh, I'm breathing out. And one last time, breathing in and breathing out. And breathe out that tension. It's a very kind thing to do for the body. Just release the tension that we've picked up in the morning. Then we can go about our day.
Yes.
Just those momentary pauses really help our health. Because when we pause like that and we're breathing, the energy can flow through the body. When we're hanging on to things like she's been mean to me, it stops the flow of energy and it doesn't go through the body, down the legs and out the feet. And so just that moment, because being hearing person, you know, and I hear what the guides say to me, and sometimes it's a big, raise Mary, wake up, you know, sort of thing. Feet on the floor. And if they sort of yell at me, feel your feet on the floor, and I stop. I might be walking through the lounge room. I just stop, feel my feet on the floor and take those few deep breaths.
Well, Belinda's saying, Rosemary, that it so quietens the chatter.
Yes. Exactly. It quietens the chatter.
Yes. And you mentioned earlier the cuppa. So when we sit down to have a cuppa, rather than thinking, oh, my goodness, what do I need to do? You know, it's a case of, well, feel the cup. Be aware of that wonderful liquid passing through our mouth.
Yes. Mm. Refresh the body. Because what we think really makes us sick. Eventually. You know, I think I've told you the story before, Annette, on a beautiful girl. She was one of my clients, and she always was somebody who reacted to what happened to the children. You know, she would be the first person up to school to complain. She would be the first person to complain to the builders they hadn't built something right when she was getting the house built. Mm-hmm. And she was a drama queen. She was beautiful, lovely, lovely woman. And I said to her, oh, stop it. Stop getting so angry, you know. Because she used to ring me up and she said, Rosemary, I'm frightened I'm going to get breast cancer. I've got breast cancer. And I'd check her energy. I said, no, you haven't got breast cancer. Stop thinking about it, you know. Anyway, 2 years later, she thought about it every day. And she was always very worried. She got breast cancer. Mm. And I'd say to her, sweetheart, your anger is giving you breast cancer. Stop saying those words. Stupid people, I told them I wanted 3 steps at the back door and they only gave me 2 steps at the back door, and it was a big drama. I said, does it matter? You know? Anyway, she died of breast cancer. Went right through her body. She came back to see me 3 months later. And the first day after she died, she came to me to complain. She said, Rosemary, nobody's taking any notice of me. I'm walking through the house, I'm talking to the kids, nobody's listening to me. What's going on? And I said, darling, you've gone. You're not there anymore, not in the physical. But I look the same, I'm wearing the same clothes. Darling, you've gone, you've crossed over. Anyway, she came to see me 3 months later and she said to me, Rosemary, you're wrong. I said, what was I wrong? She said, you said it was the words I said that gave me breast cancer. And she said, it wasn't. She said, I'm going to a class. I have a very special class I'm going to, I'm learning. She said, you'd love it, Rosemary. She said, it's like a Grecian temple. There are beautiful pillars outside. It's just so beautiful. And she said, my class is all in sound, and yet I understand everything. I'm learning. She said, it wasn't the words I said. It was the sound of the words in my body that gave me cancer.
Ah.
I said, right. So it was the sound, the vibration, the frequency of those words, you know, that made her ill.
See, Rosemary, the work of Dr. Emoto with water, when he talks about, and it could be any liquid in a glass, we can write the words on the container. So if we write, you know, peace, whatever it is that we would like, peace, gratitude, the positives, well, then that's what infiltrates the water.
We've got those words on our stainless steel tanks, water tanks on the farm.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Wonderful idea. So it does make, yes, I understand. Of course, understanding and remembering can be two things.
How can you remember when you're always thinking and you're not in the now? Oh, dear. But with the help of each other, we can remind each other.
That's right.
To be present, to feel our feet on the floor. Feel the cup in our hand. Taste the tea we're drinking. Taste the food in our mouth. We can remind each other, which is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can have a human family of people like Belinda and you and me. And yes, wouldn't it be lovely if there were another dozen people calling in and sharing their life with us at this moment. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to remind our audience, Rosemary, that, of course, if they're watching after the event, if they're watching the podcast or listening to the podcast, they can still make comments on Angel Heart Radio Facebook page. They can contact you, Rosemary Butterworth, via Facebook. They can reach out to you via your
email.
Your email, rosemary@rosemarybutterworth.com.au. That AU is so important, isn't it?
Yes. Well, what about if we have a meditation?
Well, what a wonderful idea.
Yes, why not?
I'd like to remind people, just before you start this one, Rosemary, that people can find lots of your meditations on YouTube, including the one you did last week on our show, which was very lovely, and short, which was gorgeous.
Yes. It was only about 8 minutes. Yeah. Sorry, love.
No, because sometimes people think, oh, my goodness, I have to have half an hour or an hour. Well, no. We don't
agree. And the one last week, Anaya, God love Anaya. Oh,
yeah.
She put the most beautiful music to it, Annette. Oh, it's just beautiful. And it was funny, if you remember, while I was leading it, just outside the door, a baby parrot was squawking his head off. And Anaya edited that out. She was, it was just so helpful. But the music she finds to put on the meditation, oh, it's just beautiful in itself. So peaceful. It's lovely.
Gorgeous.
So thank you, Anaya. Thank you, Angel Heart Radio, for the opportunity.
We're all working together. You provide the meditation, and Anaya is very, very happy to then being able to edit that, take that out of the show. Of course, people can watch the whole show if they'd like to. If they'd like to spend the time in meditation, then your YouTube is where they go.
As with all meditations, please do not listen to this if you are driving or doing anything that requires your full attention.
Get comfortable. Take a moment to feel your body on the chair. Your hands on your lap. You might like to turn your palms upwards, which is in the receiving position. Ready to receive. Now breathe as you listen to the further sound. Let the listening run right out. As you breathe. In and out. Really letting go. This is your special time to let go. Being aware of the room or the place where you're sitting. Expanding your awareness even further outside. And taking another deep breath. Now let your consciousness go free as it travels out even further, rising higher and higher over the tops of buildings, trees, higher. Out further, wider. Feeling lighter as your consciousness goes up and up. Above the clouds even. Up. And and spreads further out. You feel like you're being pulled up. Your consciousness is being lifted. You don't have to do anything. Just feel the expansion take place. You begin to feel you're part of everything. Feel the peace and the love. As you expand even more, so much love, so much peace, you feel lighter than you've ever felt before. Are you being attracted to a star? Star from which you originally came, your galactic family, home in this conscious state of peace. It's like being home. It's like a renewal taking place, a reminder that you are peace, you are love, you are light. So expanded, so much part of everything. Now it's time to come back. Down, floating peacefully. Bring your consciousness back. Down, bring peace with it. Love, light, renewal, renewing your energy as your consciousness comes back into your body, keeping your eyes closed, feeling the joy, peace. Now taking this opportunity, your eyes closed, to send the peace, this light, love, through your body, down your spine, down your legs, out your feet into the earth. This peace and love is flowing through you and going deep down into the earth. It reaches the heart of the earth now. Feel it reaching the heart of the earth and going out through the earth's meridians and grid lines, going to plants, going to animals, trees, people, places. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful gift. You are bringing the earth in this moment now. Wonderful gift. And know this is real. Very real. The earth is receiving this love, this peace, and benefiting from it. The people are, places, the animals, the trees. And the earth sending back her gratitude, her love, in the form of golden light. And this wondrous golden light comes up through the soles of your feet into your toes, your ankles, your shins, knees, legs, hips. This golden light is in your torso now, nurturing you with mother's love, earth mother's love. Beautiful. It replenishes you, regenerates you, gives you a feeling of being safe, protected and loved. And it's coming up your spine and it flows out the top of your head, forming a beautiful fountain of light way out the top of your head. This fountain flows around you, forming a sphere of golden light that will protect you, nurture you. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for protecting us while we open our consciousness. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. So be it. Coming back now, opening your eyes when you're ready.
Rosemary, my goodness. And you also brought in the love that's important to give to Mother Earth and then to come back to us. Belinda has said, wow.
Oh, I feel that was so important for Mother Earth, bringing that love and peace to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful to think that people can continue to go into Facebook and listen to that meditation. Yes. And give love to Mother Earth and peace.
Mm-hmm.
and that peace is spreading. If people did it daily, weekly or something, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But it's there now forever and they can do that, Annette. That's wonderful.
Well, Belinda was saying she wasn't staying because she's obviously got something else she needs to do. And she said she couldn't leave. So. Thank you, Belinda. You've blessed yourself, you've blessed Mother Earth, and you've blessed us by staying. So thank you. And thank you, Rosemary, yet again, another wonderful show we've had this morning. And I trust that everybody else has benefited the way I feel that I have. And if you would like to connect with Rosemary, remember rosemary@rosemarybutterworth.com.au. Rosemary has a wonderful book that it's such a godsend, Rosemary. It's such a tool that is so, so useful. And if you've liked this show, there are many, many more on Angel Heart Radio. So if this is your first time for finding us, please go to Angel Heart Radio Facebook page and explore. Find out what there is there. And I do know that later on today, Rosemary and Naya is on with Silva. And Silva brings her show from Italy. And it will be early morning in Italy and afternoon here in Australia. So I do believe that it might be evening over in the USA. Please check your guides for that. I do know it's 3:30 Australian time in the Thursday afternoon, 7:30 a.m. for people in Europe, and another time for those in the USA. Oh, my goodness, time. And we have to stay in the now. So important.
Thank you.
Rosemary, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And viewers,
thank you.
A special thank you to Belinda for adding her wonderful pieces to the show. Thank you all for your energy. And may we all have a delightful day, week, etc., remembering to stay in the now.
You've been listening to another fabulous program on Angel Heart Radio. Our goal is to remind you of how much you matter in the world and to let you know that we appreciate who you are in the world. Angel Heart Radio programs are powerful tools. They are not intended, nor should they, be used to replace your medical or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed by Angel Heart Radio hosts, guests, co-hosts and associates should not be construed as advice from Angel Heart Radio.